Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Is Trump going to win an election?
Well, you know,
he's going to play to a certain base. He's going to play to the banking crowd, but I would not be surprised if in 2 months, if he starts playing to the crypto crowd to get a certain amount of votes in, and DeSantis stepped down, gave the endorsement. I'm wondering if this is a part of his political strategy.
I think this week starts the political campaign for president. I think South Carolina, I believe, primaries are this week. I think Nikki Haley will be out of it by the end of this week. Yeah, and it'll just
especially
be...
Especially after she said racism don't exist. Use your native name.
That was beyond.
That's insane.
I will say this.
Not your native name, and neither is Haley.
What?
Man. Yeah.
I will say this. I feel like all of the politicians should speak to us because we have a platform for the people. So I will be, I don't want to give too many predictions on this because I do want to remain apolitical. And I do think that the Republican side and the Democrat side should speak to us. I think that they should come to InvestFest. I think that they should answer the hard questions.
The tough questions, yeah.
The tough questions for sure. So I will reserve.
Yeah.
But I've said in the past that I think that Donald Trump is going to win. But let's tread lightly.
Let's ask the questions. Lightly. Let's hear the answers, and let's form our own educated opinions. And then, you know, based on those answers, let's vote. I've seen a lot of people speaking, and shout out to Charlamagne. I've seen what him and Angela Rye and Tiffany Cross. Shout out to them, their new show.
Yeah,
fire. Native Land Pod, which is doing incredible. But they're speaking the language that we've been speaking for a while now, right? Like where it's not just, hey, this is the black vote and it's going to be automatic. Nah, we've done that for too long. And we've said that for multiple elections, but it's at a point now where we have readily available information. We have more economic, I shouldn't say more economic, but we are starting to see people have more economic prowess, especially in our community, right? Like I know more people with money than I've ever known in the past 10 years, in the past 5 years, right? And so with money comes power, and with power comes influence. And so that is changing. The landscape is changing. And so let's see what happens. But I agree with you. I think that both sides should come to the forefront and answer some of the tough questions if they're going to rely on a base that can pretty much sway an entire national election.
If I had to pick today, I would say that I have a hard
time. Was that a politically correct answer?
I have a hard, for sure. I have a hard time finding how Donald Trump loses. I have a hard time seeing
it. It's getting harder and harder to find a reason.
I have a hard pathway to see him, but it doesn't mean that he can't lose. The Democrats are going to have a lot of money, and Biden just, he's billions of dollars of student loans every other day. It's getting dropped off.
Yeah,
so I think they're going to fight. The Democrats are going to fight. I think that they do have some good talking points. They just have to communicate it. They haven't done a good job of communication. They got to communicate their talking points. But the wind is probably in Donald Trump's favor right now. But I will be interested to see what they can do. I definitely think that the vice president needs to be a little bit more vocal and speak out a little bit more. Because, hey, let's face it, she has a good chance of becoming president if Joe Biden gets reelected. So, I mean, it's just reality. So I think that she needs to be more in the forefront.
Yeah,
I think that would be helpful for sure, especially as a black woman, for sure. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It starts now
for sure.
Yeah, DeSantis dropped out.
Nikki Haley, I think, is also an extremely dangerous person because once again, absolutely. I think that. If you're willing to say anything, then what kind of person are you? And for her to say that America has never been a racist country and then to double down on it and to say, well, its intentions were good. What intentions are you referring to? Even in the Constitution, it said black people are 3/5 of a man.
Yeah, that was interesting because she kept reiterating the point of every man was created equal when she honestly probably did she revisit the 3/5 compromise?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a country that was founded on slavery and then Jim Crow.
Yeah.
And then the whole civil rights movement. Black people wasn't even allowed to drink from the same water fountain as a white person. That's pretty racist, if I would say so. Then you talk about the Japanese internment camps. Then you talk about, you know, Chinese Americans when they came over and they was working the railroad line. You talk about Native American massacre,
which never talked about,
just literally took the land and put them on reservations. Then you talk about mass incarceration, and you talk about crime bill,
redlining
for sure. But you know, a crime bill that gave 100 times more for crack cocaine than powder cocaine when it's chemically the same exact substance, but 90% of crack users and crack dealers were black people, and 90% of white cocaine users and cocaine dealers were white people. That's racism. Man, we can kind of go down the line here. So I think that, you know, I get it that you have to rally up support for, you know, ignorant white people, but that's not the best way to go about it. I don't think that that's the best way to go about it. And yeah, her herself, she's Indian. And she changed her name, and she actually looks different than she used to look. I don't know what happened, but I feel like it's a lot of assimilation. And if you have to try that hard to assimilate, then there's obviously a reason that you're trying to assimilate.
Yep.
It's not because you just want to. It's because you feel uncomfortable with who you are, and that's because America's built on racism.
Absolutely. Number one, a financial product that got the country off was us. So set the episode 70 has not changed. Most of the once again, if reparations were given, it would bankrupt the world, not just the United States of America. So for her to say that was tasteless at best. So.
Yeah.
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 And the political system is never going to change. So.
Just so you know,
the players may change, the system itself is never going to change. That it is designed that way intentionally. So, but hopefully we can have some candidates who actually speak the truth. And but we have to start voting in blocks, and if not, we don't get what we need. We cannot give our votes to that candidate just because.
That's right. What we do know is that whether it's Donald Trump or it's Joe Biden, we still need to be investing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.